4 seed at Tennyson High out of Hayward. Kickoff is a 7 p.m. pregame show. We'll start at 6:30. You can listen to the game on 97.9 FM or on DelNorteSports.com all over the world. And joining me in the studios today, it's time to start talking about basketball as head varsity basketball boys coach Chris Rice is in the studios. Chris, you got your bagel, you got your coffee. I'm glad you made it this morning.
Yeah, good morning. We have practice in a couple hours, so we're ready.
Yeah, you got to practice basketball already starting up in the aspects of the non-football players playing. But I want to kind of talk about that kind of transition because you look at a lot of different sports and, you know, after basketball season, usually for baseball, you got a month kind of to kind of push forwards and get your baseball legs. Obviously, going into football, you got all summer to start focusing on football. But basketball is kind of unique. And for the coaches, it has to be even more frustrating or challenging in some aspects to go from football to basketball because you only got days to prepare. So what's that look like for you? And you're only your second year, so you're kind of getting used to it, different things. What's it like?
Yeah, and Coach White has had such a successful program that it definitely cuts into when we get the kids back. Usually, sometimes in the past, it's been after we've even had games. So we've played games without football players. So looking at that transition, I want to say that them playing football is a great thing. Them being champions is a great thing. And that transition for me, it's worth the, you know, the give up of the practice time and having them just be successful as athletes and kind of the strength they get out of football.
I've got to watch some of the practices in the past when it comes to that transition. And you kind of have those basketball players that weren't playing football and they're kind of going through the motions. And it seems like when the football players show up, that intensity and that extra oomph, that Del Norte thing kind of comes along.
Yeah, the chip comes out, you know, right. Already little chips on our shoulders. You know, we've been in the gym for weeks, a month, and now you guys are going to come in and, you know, and then there's that internal battle, and it's great for competition. And yeah, it's just the football players, they have, you know, a steep slope and, but they catch on, and like you said, they got to get their basketball legs under them. But again, I think the whole thing going back to competition and being successful and winning, that's a great thing.
Well, Coach Burroughs always said that some of his best basketball players were great football players.
Absolutely.
Because it's the mentality, it's the way that Del Norte plays in a lot of aspects. Great, exciting news for basketball this year. We will have a home game before the Yreka tournament, as on Tuesday, the 29th, Ferndale is coming to town, both boys and girls. How exciting is it to have a home game before the holidays?
It's super exciting. I was actually pretty frustrated that we didn't have a home game until mid-January, which was just shocking. And we were scrambling, Coach Clifton and I, trying to get anybody we could to come to Del Norte County. And yeah, we were able to wrangle Ferndale to come up, and it'll be an exciting evening. You know, we have some festivities planned, some halftime stuff of the varsity game, and we're excited. You know, for our sponsors, it's nice to have home games. You know, we appreciate all the people that support us and our families that have to travel so much in December. You know, I was speaking with my wife, and she was wondering why I scheduled a tournament right before Christmas. And
you really, as a coach, you really don't have options sometimes.
No, and I said, well, at least it's not after. And yeah, it definitely some sacrifice everybody makes, but we have committed parents, committed kids, and committed fans. And what a great place to coach, and what a great community that Del Norte is.
So Tuesday the 29th, it's going to be JV and varsity, boys and girls. The boys game doesn't kick off till 8:30. So it's almost a full afternoon and night of basketball at Tunin Gymnasium. And me being a Warrior fan, I mean, I'm stoked to be able to see you guys at Tunin Gymnasium before league starts in January.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm not sure the teachers are going to be excited for the next day of school with those little kids.
That's going to be late for sure. Now, a challenging December for you when it comes to your schedule, back-to-back weeks over in the Siskiyou area as Siskiyou. You go to Yreka and Mount Shasta. Do you see a lot of the same two teams in those, or is it kind of a good mix?
No, it looked like a good mix. I haven't gotten, I know the teams that are in Yreka and the team. Yeah, no, we actually play a Reno team. We're We're matched up. We just got the bracket for Mount Shasta, and we play a team out of Reno, so that's kind of exciting.
Shasta usually pulls some teams from farther away.
Yeah, so there weren't crossover teams in that. We go to Wairika, and then we get back, and then we go right over to Grants Pass again. So it's like we might see Grants Pass twice in 4 days or something, and they're pretty good. I mean, we beat them. We squeaked one out last year against them, and their JV and freshman team are really good. So I expect Grants Pass to be pretty good.
When the Delnor fans are looking at standouts this year, who are you looking forward to seeing out there on the floor this year as in some of your highlights?
This year?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing my seniors, like my group of seniors, you know, that were with me last year. I'm looking forward to seeing them and their strength and intensity on defense. You know, you got, I'm not going to name names,
the seniors are going to be good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break in the action. And when we get back, we got John Pritchett in the studios. We got Chris Rice. And we're going to talk a little bit about tonight's matchup and the exciting game tonight.
You love natural things. It's part of living on America's Wild Rivers Coast. The fresh air, the ocean, and our natural beauty. Here's another thing that's natural and fresh. Oat Hill Organic Beef from the Palmer Westbrook Ranch in Smith River. Oat Hill Organic is grass-fed, grass-finished, and locally raised on lush green coastal pastures. Oat Hill Organic Beef, fresh and delicious steaks, ribs, ground beef, and more. Search Oat Hill Organic Beef on Facebook. And thanks for shopping local.
Taking care of each other. That's something the team at Eco Nutrients knows all too well. Owned and operated by American veterans, they're now on another mission to help farmers, backyard gardeners, and ag growers keep synthetics and toxic chemicals from entering our bodies and contaminating the planet. Eco Nutrients free consultations will help deliver results. Eco Nutrients, from protecting the country on the front lines to protecting our planet back here at home. Visit econutrients.com to learn more. That's econutrients.com.
Welcome back, Warrior fans, to the Blue and Gold Show. And we are headed to Tennyson High School out of Hayward tonight as the Delnor Warriors number 5 seed take on the number 4 seed, Tennyson High. And with me in the studios, John Pritchett. John, I'm glad your car started this morning.
Well, my car didn't start, but my wife's car started.
Officially, you couldn't even get it going.
No. So just to remind everybody, it's a 7 o'clock kickoff, which means we're going to have an extended Warrior pregame show at 6:30 here on KPOD and also on DelnorSports.com.
So let's talk about the seedings a little bit. And then we've talked, this week, we talked within each other and how Delnor might have got slighted with the 5 seed traveling with a HDN championship. There's a lot to be said when it comes to the HDN, when it comes to North Coast sections. It's not like we're slouches, and I don't mean to knock some of the other sports, but when it comes to football, the HDN has a pretty good reputation of winning playoff games. And for the Big Four, all 3 teams that qualified, all having to travel in the 4-5 matchup, leaves a little sour taste. And especially in the Delnor's case, when the number 3 seed is 6-4 and took 3rd in their league. John, any thoughts on this?
That's what I find very frustrating, is that a team that did not win its league, the 6-4 record, gets a home game, while 2 teams that won their conferences, one of them has to go on the road. Now, I think you can make a case that Delnor's record is better than Tennyson's. You can also make the case the other way, but I think the argument weighs in favor of Delnor. But there's no way that a 6-4 team should be allowed to have a home game if they don't win their conference, period, end quote, paragraph. Yeah. And I'll be honest with you, I'm very disappointed that our conference officials were not able to make that argument. And I'll be honest, I think that if this had been Eureka or Ferndale, then our conference leaders would have went to the wall to make sure that was a home game. And, well, according to a North Coast section GPS system, it's easier to go from Crescent City to Hayward than it is to go from Hayward to Crescent City.
Uphill, downhill. You see, that's what it was, Sean. Chris, you know, we talk a lot about the HDN when it comes to the 3-4-5, but the North Coast section states it in their bylaws that they're going to try, and they're not going to try, but the league champion's going to get a home game as long as they don't face another one. If you're going to put that in those kind of rules, right, and you have two out of the three teams that have league championships and then the other one doesn't, don't you think in the seedings it'd be more appropriate for you to get those two teams home games if you could?
Yeah, I think that you and I talked yesterday and it would have made perfect sense for them to make Carl Newman the four seed and then they're here.
Right.
And we're having fun tonight.
Exactly.
And we're going to have a huge showing. I guarantee there would have been more people here at the gate and made more money for the section if they'd had it at Del Norte versus, you know, whoever Cardinal Newman's facing at Cardinal Newman.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I don't care if they even take 10 Tennyson and put them at three. Put Cardinal Newman at four, put us at five.
That's what we're
at least we're getting
about.
The home game.
Exactly. That was where I was going with that.
Yeah. So John, they do have, we've watched plenty of film. I've watched plenty of film this week. Tennyson's no slouch. Great team, great athletes on their squad. And they have a gentleman by the name of Tayshawn Lyons that is off the charts. Definitely by far, probably the best player we've seen this year. What are some stats? I mean, he's not too bad.
Well, yeah, when you have full ride offers from every Pac-12 school, from Michigan State, from BYU, and you decide, oh, I'm going to go to a school. You may have heard of it, Chris. It's called Notre Dame. That's where he decided to take his full ride and go play football. He's good. He is really, I think he's the best player we've seen since the championship game of 2019 and that running back down from LA that we faced. Receiving, and he's a receiver, 39 catches, over 900 yards, 23 yards per catch. 100 yards receiving a game, 9 touchdowns. They'll get him the ball, on fly sweeps, that type of stuff. And he's very effective there. 26 carries, 7 yards per carry with 4 TDs that way. And he also plays a defensive back. The whole game plan is going to have to be, how do we stop him?
Chris, you know, you were at the South Medford game when we saw their standout wide receiver that, you know, this had not even close to the credentials as that guy does. But how did Del Norte find a way to stop him? And what can Del Norte do tonight to help with this guy?
Well, Del Norte has a great defense. Coach Foz has done an amazing job. We have a lot of speed. We have a great front. So I think they're going to have to use their speed and probably. What are you going to give up? So you're going to probably have to try to take that kid out of the game plan. So how are they going to hurt us in other aspects of the football? And I'm sure they've thought deeply on it. And I have a good feeling that, you know, some of those guys in the front line are going to get in there and wreak havoc on that quarterback.
And I think the keys to success against a quality player like that is limit his touches and limited his yards after catch. He's going to get his catches. He's going to get open. The question is, can Del Norte hit him hard and hit him often once he catches the ball?
Miss a tackle.
He'll second guess putting his hands up to catch a ball if we hit him a couple times. But
I think Chris hit it on the head. It's going to be up to Del Norte's front line to put pressure on a quarterback that's by the name of Jordan Hernandez, who his numbers are decent, 57%, about 100 yards per game, a number his touchdowns to interception ratio is about 2-1. So it's good, but not great. So this is not the second coming of Joe Montana. And we put pressure on him, make him beat us rather than Mr. Lyons.
The scary part is that the quarterback in the aspect of can get out of the pocket. Coach Nick White talked about that a little bit. But if he scrambles and then Tayshawn hits a second route, that could really get dangerous because of the speed of Tayshawn. So I think it's very important for the Warriors to contain that quarterback in the pocket.
Yeah, I agree. I think John hit on it. He's not a Joe Montana, but man, he's kind of like a Lamar Jackson. He doesn't have great passing skills, but he can get the ball there and he's elusive. And I just want to make one quick comment. I think if that our guy that we're really worried about, Tayshawn is his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully he didn't talk to number 2 from St. Bernard's, because if Lofton pops him a couple of times, it might be trouble.
That's what I'm saying right there. Should be exciting tonight. I'm super excited about the game. And hats off one real quick second. We don't have much time left. JV squad did a great job. Hats off to them finishing the season. 9-1 HDN championships. Chuck Shad did a great job. big future for the Warriors, but we're on the road, John. I'm excited. What about you?
Real quick, a couple things to go over. Dillnert High's Dylan Rodriguez finished third at the Humboldt Dillnert League Boys Cross Country Championships last week. Finished the 5,000-meter course in 17 minutes, 36 seconds. North Coast Section Championship meet is on tap for Hayward, Hayward High on November 6th. And really, really quick, season came to an end for the youth football league teams. All three teams that advanced to the semifinals lost. However, all the championship games will be held in Crescent City on Sunday, and they need some volunteer help. So if you'd like to take part in this, contact Sarah Johnson at 707-954-1093.
Yeah, no, I think it's been a while because usually they have it in a Humboldt area. So, yeah, Mike Whalen Field Sunday is going to be rocking. No local teams, but it's local football. You got to love the HDN. We're rooting for all the HDN teams this weekend. Congratulations. The ones are going to be on the road, and we're going to be down there battling, trying to represent. So, Mikey, thanks for having us this morning.
Yes, sir.
Stay out of trouble.
Go Warriors.
Go Niners.
Toby.
Hey, y'all, it's Thomas Schritt.
Hi, folks, this is Keith Urban.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan.
KPOD-FM Crescent City, your St. Jude radio station.